January 21st, approximately 15 minutes till noon. Before each of the members is a copy of the report with the suggested makeup of the committees, standing committees for the Senate, for the upcoming legislature. Senator Ellis, you and I have had some discussions over the makeup of the committee. I just wanted to bring up a concern that I had that I did discuss with my caucus about the balance, looking out for a balance in the committee with regards to some of the regional concerns. And in particular, the Hess committee is a little bit concerned that the makeup of the committee comes from the larger urbanized areas, but I believe that your caucus has had discussion about that.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we specifically discussed the issue of regional balance and rural representation on the Senate Hess Committee, and our caucus is in full support of the recommendation we made to you for Senator Davis and Senator Guest to be the members. So, yes, we have discussed the issue of regional balance and representation, and there's full support of the caucus members for these two members to be part of that committee.
Okay. And then departure from our discussion was the makeup of the State Affairs Committee. Just looking for a balance of workload, my suggestion was to have Senator Guest serve on the committee instead of Senator Davis. It's not meant to be a slight to Senator Davis. She has two other standing committees. If Senator Guest didn't serve here, she would only have one standing committee that met on a regular basis. So just trying to be cognizant of the fact there's 20 of us and to spread the workload out.
Mr. Chairman, I understand your concern about workload. Our caucus recommended Senator Davis and Senator Hoffman for the State Affairs Committee, and we maintain that recommendation. I understand your point about relative distribution of responsibilities and duties. And just in private and here on the record, I just wanted to continue to maintain our recommendation.
So with that, I guess there are no other questions. We just need a motion to adopt the report and report it back to the Senate.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that the committee adopt Committee on Committee Reports of January 21, 2003.
And actually, just before we do it, if we could just take a quick break. I'm sorry to have to do this. The Committee on Committee meeting, we did have a motion from Senator Stevens to adopt the report and report it back to the full Senate. Is there objection? Seeing no objection, that will be done. That's the only thing we had on the agenda, so the meeting is adjourned. I do need signatures on the sheet.